Sean.
Hi, Sean. This is Gladys. Gladys Fogo.
Hi, Gladys.
Are you at the office?
No. No, I was waiting for you to call.
Okay. The office is close to which other store?
So it's not actually an office. We run our agency completely remotely. That's just where we pick up our mail. So I meet customers at the Starbucks across the street, but it's in the Cascade Shopping Center. So, you know, there's a...
Yeah, because the GPS says that it's a Prosper Plus.
Yeah, exactly. That's the PO
so
box.
You don't you have an office?
No, it's not necessary for what we do. All our employees are remotely employed.
Okay. Well,
but you're in the right location if you're at the Parcel Plus, because we're right across from Marshall's and Gold's Gym.
Yeah, I went over there, but I didn't see anything that let me know that is an office or something like that, so I just passed by. That's why. So I just came home because I need the routing bank. But, so if you don't have office, so I don't have to go over there.
Well, that wasn't, yeah. I was going to meet you in person because you requested to. But normally, most of the time, we handle things over the phone. So it's
yeah,
up
that's
to you.
The way that that's the way that I always do. But I think you say that I is in Sterling, so I thought, well, maybe I can go there because it's close. But
there is no point. Sometimes customers request to meet me, and I meet them at the Starbucks across the street.
Yeah.
I can come to you if you like, or we can finish over the phone. It's completely up to you.
Yeah, no, over the phone, because it's really hard to be outside.
Oh, is it? Yeah, that's not a problem. Are you somewhere stopped where you're not driving, where we can finish up over the phone?
Okay, over the phone, please.
Okay. Okay, so the next steps then would just be the banking information needed, and we're going to be paying all in full for the entire year, correct?
No, you say quarterly?
You want to do quarterly?
Yeah, you say that I can do quarterly, right?
That's also an option, yes.
Okay, yeah, because normally I used to pay every 6 months.
Every 6 months. So the difference is, I think I explained this to you on Friday, the annual amount. Well, first of all, so I give you the right pricing. We're going to insure your house too, or no?
Yes, but not today. But yes, you will.
Okay, so do you want me to give you the price with the home insurance discount or without it? Because it's going to make a difference.
Well, I'm telling you that I'm going to insure the house too, but not right now. So do you want to give him the discount today?
I would love to, but I wouldn't be able to until we move forward with the home insurance. We can always apply it afterwards, but... You know, it's very simple. I would just make a phone call to your lender and update their records, and then they would send out a bill to us. So it's actually a very simple process, just change that.
Yes, it's a simple process, but I am not going to do it right now. I need to finish this one right now because, like I told you, I have to go overseas. I have to have this one done. On my way back from my trip, I can do the house insurance.
Okay. So everything that we're discussing is going to start on Friday.
Okay. So, but I have GEICO till the 31st. So will you cancel GEICO policy when this one starts with you?
I will. I will just need you to provide the policy number for GEICO. Can you read that to me?
407190774747.
407190-7747.
Yes.
And that's a policy that covers all your cars right now, right?
Three cars.
Three cars. Okay. So the quarterly annual amount would be $1,764. You would owe a payment today for $441.
Okay, excuse me. I'm taking note. Quarterly is going to be how much?
$441 per quarter.
$441.
Correct.
That would be 4 months?
Nope, not per month, but you'll pay four times per year.
But it's going to be 1764.
Correct.
That wasn't the amount you gave me on Friday.
When we insure the house, it'll change to 1677.
1677 with the house.
Did you hear what I said, Gladys?
Yeah, and I repeat, and I'm taking note.
Yeah, so when we insure the house, it'll change to 1677.
Okay.
You know, but mm-hmm. You don't need to pay me for the house insurance. We collect.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can you take the router number?
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Does it make sense to you now?
I couldn't hear the last part.
Oh, I said 1677 once we insured the house.
Oh, okay, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. But you don't need to pay us for the house insurance. That's why I'm wondering why you want to wait until you return from your trip, because all we do is call the lender, and then they pay the bill to us. We do.
Okay. Can you take the routing number so we can finish with the auto insurance? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I have the routing number ready.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead when you're ready.
2550-71981. 2550-71981. 1, yes.
Okay, and the account number?
3444301103.
3444301103.
Yes.
Okay. What's the name of that bank?
Capital One. Okay. Yeah. I have a emergency road service with Erie Insurance?
That would be through Erie Insurance. Yes.
Okay, but I have a full service for emergency road, right?
Only on the Santa Fe.
What about the Sienna?
The Sienna in RAV4, are there just liability vehicles?
No, I'm talking about emergency road services. That's what I have with GEICO right now.
Correct. But with Erie, to be eligible to have roadside service, you have to have comprehensive coverage.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Have you had those vehicles towed many times?
Not even one. But I got that insurance with GEICO. I mean, vehicle number 3. Yeah, I had the Sienna and the Santa Fe. The only thing that it doesn't have emergency road is the Toyota RAV4.
Yeah, I mean, it's not expensive. On the Santa Fe, it's only $4. But we only have the option to offer the coverage if it is covering at least comprehensive. It doesn't have to cover collision, but it would just have to cover comprehensive. So comprehensive
and
would be...
How much do I have on collision?
So the collision and the comprehensive deductibles on the Santa Fe are $500.
$500, yeah, the same that I have here.
Yep, and if you wanted to be eligible for roadside service on the RAV4 and the Sienna, we could add comprehensive, and I'll let you know the difference. So the difference is $91 per year.
$91. So I will have the comprehensive for 3 cars.
Comprehensive for 3 cars. Collision for just the Santa Fe, but then you have roadside and rental for the Sienna and the RAV4. So the only coverage that the Sienna and RAV4 do not have is collision.
Okay. What exactly collision mean?
So when someone says full coverage, right? That means comprehensive and collision. So collision is just coverage for the vehicle in case you or Jose crash the car, right? If it's your fault, then it'll pay for the repair of the vehicle, or it'll reimburse you for what the car is worth.
Mm-hmm.
Comprehensive is a little bit different. Comprehensive covers hail damage. It covers glass damage. It covers vandalism, theft of the car, covers mm-hmm. you in the event that you hit an animal on the road, covers you from flood damage, fire damage. So it's basically everything besides collision.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to add comprehensive and other 2 cars, please.
Right. Okay. That's the only way you'd be able to get roadside service on the 2 of them. So I'll make that adjustment.
And I need to ask you again. I need to make sure. So Jose can drive, can work on part-time as an Uber Eats? Is he covered?
For the RAV4, yes.
For the RAV4, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, he's still covered to drive the other cars, but not for business purposes.
Okay.
He can just use them for personal use. He can't drive the Santa Fe or the Sienna for Uber Eats or Uber or Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
Just the RAV4 and that was the business vehicle.
Okay, so his name is going to be on a RAV4 card, right? Insurance card.
Yes. Well, your name is going to appear on all the cards.
Yes, and his name on the RAV4.
Sure. I mean, his name isn't going to appear on the ID cards because he's not an owner, but he can still use your ID card.
No, for Uber, he need to show the ID card with his name.
Okay. Well, then we'll have to manually create one for him.
It's going to work?
Yeah. I mean, it's not something that's automatically created. Normally, the only the first named insured is printed on the ID cards, which is your name.
But the title is on both names.
The title is in both of your names for just the RAV4?
Yes, just the RAV4. Yeah, the DMV has both name on the RAV4.
Okay. Well, we probably should insure that on a separate policy, but it's fine. We can insure it under the same as yours. We'll just have to manually create an ID card for him.
Okay.
Okay, so the new quarterly payment would be $4.65.
Okay, and that payment will be today?
Correct.
July, what is that today, 21st?
Today is the 22nd, and we are scheduled to have the insurance start on the 26th.
On the 26th. Okay. Correct. Okay. The next payment will be?
The payment after that would be in 3 months. So on October 26th, and then January 26th, and then April the 26th.
April.
Yeah. So depending on when we insured the house, that would be when we could apply the discount.
Okay. What do you need to for the house?
I just need the name of the bank and your loan number. And I was thinking that it would be more convenient to insure both at the same time because when we contact GEICO, we can just cancel the home insurance at the same time.
I'm looking for the information.
So your loan number is on the bank statement that you receive every month.
Okay, just 1 second, please.
You get a copy of the statement in the mail, they'll show your account number or loan number.
Okay, the bank, let's see, the bank was Chase
Bank.
Is PHH Mortgage?
So the loan got sold?
Excuse me?
Your loan got sold to a new bank?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say 1 month ago.
Oh, okay. PHH Mortgage.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have a phone number right here for them, so I'll contact them later. Today, this afternoon. And what's the loan number that you have been assigned? It's going to be a different loan number than before.
7192233273. And I have two loans, so.
And that was the primary loan, right?
No, that's the second. Okay. Okay, the primary number will be 7192233265.
All right, so that was 7192233265.
Yes, and the other one, 73.
Okay, but both loans are through the same company, PHH Mortgage?
Same company.
Okay. And who is the insurer on that house?
Who? Me?
Yeah, who's the company providing home insurance?
GEICO.
But it wouldn't be GEICO, it would be another company that they work with, maybe Travelers?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Yeah, because GEICO doesn't provide any home insurance. They'll refer
yes.
you to another company that they
No,
have.
I think it, GEICO has, let me see if I can find something. House insurance.
Usually like Travelers or Liberty Mutual.
No. Is still water? I think that is the name. Hello?
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, still water.
Oh, still water. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I know them. What's the policy number with still water?
N as a Nancy. Paul. 00010063.
So that was Nancy Paul 00010063?
Yes.
Okay. And you told me, I believe you told me Friday when the roof and the HVAC systems were updated on the house. Could you just refresh my memory?
Okay. Can you repeat?
Yes, I'm needing to know when the roof and the HVAC systems were updated in the house.
The roof. The roof of the house.
Yeah, the last time that it was replaced.
I don't know. That hasn't been replaced since I am here.
And you bought in 2006, right?
Yes.
So you don't know if the previous owner had replaced the roof?
I guess. I can say yes, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. What about the HVAC in the house?
The what?
The heating and ventilation system?
I changed that, and I would say 5-6 years ago.
Okay. That's good. So maybe 2014, you would say?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. And I'm probably thinking that the roof would have been updated because otherwise you'll have a 31-year-old roof, which would be very, very noticeable. So it's probably likely that the previous owner had updated it before you purchased it.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, no. Anybody asked me that question before, so no idea.
Okay. But you have the middle house with the brick front?
Yes.
Okay. I look at a picture online. It looks like it's in good condition.
Yes, I guess, yeah. At least inside is in a good condition.
Good. Okay. And is there any animals that you live with, cats or dogs?
No. I don't like pets.
Okay. Well, then, Gladys, I think I have all the information that I need. So what we do from here is I will send you an application to sign electronically. I'll send it to your email. And then coverage will start on the 26th of July. When you electronically sign your application, the first quarterly payment will be deducted, and then we will contact PHH Mortgage to obtain payment from them once we update their records and request an invoice. And then we'll call GEICO and Stillwater to request a termination on the 26th of July.
Okay. Do you have the numbers that I will be covered for the house?
I do. Yes, it's going to be better coverage than what you have now.
It's going to be 100%.
It'll be better coverage than what you have now in many ways.
Okay. But can you tell me?
Yeah, so we'll cover the house for $245,000 for the building. And that comes with $245,000 for the dwelling limit.
And what is the name for that? I'm looking right now on a Stillwater Insurance. So
that would be called dwelling coverage.
Dwelling.
Exactly.
No, I have $313,100 cover.
Yeah. $245,000 was recommended. But
it's less than what I have. That is less than what I have. That is a less amount for what I have cover.
Right, but you didn't let me finish. So
okay.
The policy comes with a built-in 100% guaranteed replacement cost coverage. This means that we've estimated that it should cost $245,000 to rebuild the house. If it costs more than that, the 100% guaranteed replacement cost clause guarantees that they will pay up to any limit to rebuild the house. So you pretty much have unlimited coverage. There's no limit to the coverage. $245,000 is just an estimate based on the square feet and the building material. That's how much we think it would cost. But if the house is destroyed and you hire a contractor and they say it's going to cost us $280,000, then you do have coverage for that. You have coverage for up to any number if it's required to rebuild your house to how it was.
If it's required, okay. But that's something that you will, that I can read on the policy? What you are telling me, like at the 100%, and because you are not giving me more numbers than what I have right now. See, that's interesting.
We are in a way, because most insurance companies will just cover up to the number listed. The 100% guaranteed replacement cost is another way of stating that you have unlimited coverage, right? So I don't think that there would be any scenario where, let's say the house would cost $350,000 to rebuild, but if it did, you have coverage for up to that limit. You have coverage for up to whatever a contractor deems is the actual rebuild cost.
Okay, and what you are telling me right now, that is something that I can read on the policy.
Yeah, it listed clearly stated on the policy. So when we're talking to mortgage companies, they actually prefer to have 100% guaranteed replacement cost coverage, because then they don't have to make distinctions between one number or another. They know that the house is guaranteed to be rebuilt for up to any limit.
Okay. I would like to go. Okay. How much will be covered for other structures?
Other structures is 20% of what we're insuring the building for. So that would be $49,000.
Okay. Personal property?
$147,000. That's 60% of the building.
$147,000. Yeah, your numbers are less. How much for loss of use?
2 years.
2 years in money?
That's another advantage. There's no cap. So whatever, if you're displaced from your home, then we would cover your expenses for up to 2 years.
Something like a med pay to others.
$5,000. Correct.
Okay, that number doesn't sound right, because I have here $300,000.
you have $300,000 for liability, but you asked for medical payments.
Okay. So liability is $300,000. Okay. And loss of use, you say 2 years.
Yeah, liability on our policy is $500,000.
Okay. Medin pay, you say $5,000. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, we're also covering water backup damage and then also all of the underground plumbing below the house, which I know is not covered by Stillwater. But just in case that happens, if you have pipes burst underground, your mm-hmm. policy would cover the replacement of the pipes.
Okay, and that's something that is going to be writing on the insurance.
Oh, everything will be discussed in the actual copy of the policy.
Okay. Okay. Do you need any other information?
I don't believe so. But we'll send you out your documents in about 15 minutes. All that you would have to mm-hmm. do at that time would be to electronically sign your application.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we will email you once again after we've contacted GEICO and mm-hmm. Stillwater.
Okay.
And then I will also be emailing you a copy of that ID card for Jose.
Please. Uh-huh.
Yep. And what time do you leave for your trip?
It's going to be, today's what, Monday? It's Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Where are you headed?
Mm-hmm. Miami.
Miami, okay.
I'm going to be in Miami. Uh-huh.
Good for you. That should be a fun one.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, Gladys, you can reach me by phone or email.
Okay.
But I think if you check your email this afternoon, you should have answers to all your questions. I'll send you a welcome email with instructions on how to register online. And then I'll also provide you copies of the documents that you need also within that email. So just give me a little bit of time, maybe 15, 30 minutes, and you should have everything from me.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. You have a nice rest of your day.
Uh-huh. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.